Bill Phyllis says he thinks the formula from Representatives Bob Kopp and John Patterson would satisfy the concerns raised in the DeRolf ruling, which said Ohio relied too much on local property taxes to provide equitable school funding across the state. But Phyllis said that will be true under one condition.
The state will have to ante up more money. I don't think there's any question about that. That's been, you know, historically, that's been the problem.
The new formula would calculate state funding based on student-teacher ratios. It puts in more money for students in poverty and bases a local district's share of funding 60% on property value and 40% on income. Kopp and Patterson said they want to discuss the concept of their formula before releasing financial details on Friday. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.